Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
Well, Magic fans, for 5.5 months, you have followed this team's odyssey, and these are the type of games that you have been waiting for. And tonight, the Magic will go head-to-head with another team that resides directly north of them in the Eastern Conference standings, the Detroit Pistons. After reeling off a 5-0 homestand, they snaked a win away on Chris Bosh night down in South Beach. And now they get an opportunity to take advantage of a Detroit Pistons team that has dropped 4 of their last 5. And if that is not a scene set, I don't know what else is. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another rendition of Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center. Magic and Pistons getting set for what is a 7-10 tip time tonight in the Little Caesars Arena. It is a Pistons team that has won 9 straight basketball games at home that has been very hot and cold of late. So here's what we have coming up on the dock. In a matter of about 30 seconds, we're going to talk to James Edwards III of The Athletic. He covers this Pistons team, and he's done a great job of it. He'll also give us a little insight on what to expect, where they see their playoff chances, and maybe if this Detroit team could fall as far as 9th place in the Eastern Conference playoffs and fall completely out of the picture, and what that would do for them moving forward. So all that and more coming up here on Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center. But just a reminder, it is never too early to secure your tickets for the 19-20 season. With a full season plan, you can enjoy every Orlando Magic home game all season long for as low as $12 per game. All you got to do is visit OrlandoMagic.com/tickets to get your full season plan today. All right, now it is my pleasure to welcome in James Edwards III of The Athletic. He does a great job covering this Detroit Pistons team. And James, first off, it is opening day. I know the Tigers are on the road, but right now, is anyone talking about the Tigers in the city of Detroit?
I think there's obviously the opening day. Everybody's excited that baseball's back. But as you guys know, the Tigers are not expected to be very good. As are much of the sports teams here in Detroit. So people are about as excited as they'll be, probably the peak, and it'll probably die down here within the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, there's always the pomp and circumstance that surrounds opening day, and it sounds like you guys got great weather for it today, too, so it's a shame that they're not home. 63 degrees is what I'm looking at. But let's talk about this Detroit Pistons team. They come back from a recent West Coast swing in which they've dropped 4 of their last 5. It seems like this team is struggling a little bit, but that's kind of been their MO this year, right? Very hot and cold throughout the season.
They went on this West Coast trip. Before that, they lost to Cleveland without Blake Griffin. That's still, without Blake is no excuse to lose to the Cavaliers. But in defense, the Cavaliers have kind of not been the same Cavaliers that we've seen most of the season. They beat Toronto shortly before beating Detroit. They beat a couple other good teams, but Detroit went out west, had kind of a tough schedule. They got the game that everybody anticipated them to get by beating Phoenix. Let one slip away against Portland. Lost to a Golden State team that shot lights out, and then they basically dug themselves as big of a hole as you can dig yourself, scoring 9 points in the first quarter against Denver, going into the half down, I believe, 27, and then coming back and almost having a shot to take it into overtime at the buzzer. Tough schedule out west. I don't think many people expected them to go more than 1-3. But like you, as this Orlando Magic team has shown, there's a little bit of an urgency with them in Miami that Detroit doesn't have, and it could come back to bite them here in these last 2.5 weeks.
Absolutely. Right now, talking with James Edwards of The Athletic. You can follow him. He does a great job. You know, one thing about that Cleveland team that you kind of spoke of, you know, we played them about 2 weeks ago in their house, and I thought, you know, just the addition of Kevin Love has made such a big difference for them that they are a completely different team when he's on the floor for them. So that loss is understandable, not just because the Magic lost to him, just because I think that they're playing much better basketball. But what has been the issue for this Detroit team in 3 of those 4 losses? You know, it seems like early on, at least in the first half, that's been a real struggle for them.
Yeah, it's kind of been the same tale, the same movie, just on repeat. Is this Pistons team that struggles to play consistent basketball? They'll put together a strong first half and a struggling second half, or vice versa. And I mean, they go out west and they play 3 of the best teams in the NBA, and they lost all 3 of them. So that is understandable. But you would expect a team that that's fighting for what they're fighting for. Everybody wants to make the playoffs around here. Everybody in that team wants to make the playoffs. They're playing like a team that kind of wants to be given a playoff spot instead of earn one. And I think that's the difference between them and Miami and Orlando right now. Orlando and Miami are playing like teams that want to earn a playoff spot. And you can see on a night-to-night basis. And Detroit is just unable to put together consistent games. And they put themselves in holes that they're just not talented enough to kind of dig themselves out of. And this is a big game tonight, almost playoff-like implications. Detroit had a similar circumstance about 2 weeks ago. They won 12 of their 14, go into Miami or go into Brooklyn, lose by 27, and then the next night they lose to Miami by 30. So it's like, what is this team going to be when it's kind of have these matchups that people are quote-unquote calling playoff-type games? This is going to be – we're going to learn a lot about this Pistons team tonight, who's won 9 straight at home. If they lose to Orlando, this is a team that clearly doesn't want to be in the playoffs.
What has been Dwayne Casey's message through this all? You know, because this is a coach that, one, was the NBA Coach of the Year last year, you know, took that Toronto team to a very successful regular season and then on a postseason run. But what has he stressed for these guys? You know, you mentioned it. This is a huge game from circumstances. They're a half game up on the Magic in the 7th spot. A loss tonight would put them down to the 8th seed. And then almost like you're fighting with their playoff lives because that Miami team is playing very good basketball right now. And they still have to play Charlotte. And then the schedule ahead for this Detroit team is not very nice at all. It's very difficult.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Dwayne Casey has been preaching, we have not won anything yet. We don't deserve anything. We have to play. We're still a program trying to build and scrap and put everything together to become where those Torontos are, where the Golden States are, the Denvers are. They're not anywhere near that yet, and sometimes it seems like they play games as if they are one of those teams, and then they get smacked around. And like you said, this playoff race is so tight between 6 and 10. I think 2.5 games separate those teams. Everybody talks about how tough Brooklyn's schedule is. It's the number one toughest schedule remaining, but that's a good basketball team. I expect them to still win some games. And like you said, everyone's like, oh, Detroit has like the 13th toughest schedule. Well, if you look at their schedule, I really only see two wins that you could lock almost as guarantees, and that's New York and Memphis. After Orlando, who to me is a 50-50 game, they play Portland and then a home-and-home with Indiana. Like, they very well could lose 4 straight games. Dwayne Casey's been beating it like a dead horse, and I'm going to continue to beat it like a dead horse. They have to play with urgency. They are, just because they're in a playoff spot does not mean they're going to make the playoffs. And until they show that, I'm convinced that this team is going to end up either with the 8th seed or on the outside looking in 2 weeks from now.
I was going to say, you mentioned the schedule. Orlando, Portland, the home-and-home with Indy, and then you also go to Oklahoma City, which that is a very tough team right now with the way Paul George is playing and also Russell Westbrook, and that's an Oklahoma City team that is playing for positioning within the Western Conference playoff picture. Just how much has Blake Griffin been a leader? You know, that's a guy that went for, I think it was 27 the other night. The last time these two teams got together, he went for 30 in an overtime win for you guys. How much has he kind of stressed the importance of these games, because that's a guy that has been there that they can look to?
Oh, it's undoubted he's the leader. I mean, he talks about when they win big games that it's nothing. Like, we have to continue to do this. He said it the other night when they came back from 27 to almost scare Denver. What lingers more is the hole that you put yourself in, not the type of fight and resolve that you showed at the end. But he said, what we do have to remember going into Orlando is how we fought and scrapped against Denver. And he's never gotten too high. He's never gotten too low. He's actually probably teetered more toward the low because he understands that what it takes to get to the position that this team wants to be at, because he's been there. And he knows that this team is not perfect. And for them to get to where they want to go, they have to play near perfect basketball. And it's a weird situation because, man, it looks like some nights they can beat any team in the league, and then some nights it looks like they can lose to any team in the league. And that's, I would assume for a coach, that's the last thing you want from your ball club, especially of guys that are really trying to prove themselves, a franchise that if they don't make the playoffs, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of things are shaking up. They have a new front office, a new head coach. The only thing that's been constant is kind of this roster. So if I'm a couple of guys on that roster and they don't make the playoffs, it's going to be I'd have my phone close by for most of the summer.
I was going to say, is one person that they would look at to maybe make a move is Reggie Jackson at the point guard position with his contract. I think it would be an expiring going into next year. But then obviously the big question looms about what you do with Blake Griffin if this team does miss the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I think Reggie is going to be somebody they're definitely going to explore heavily. He will be, his contract will be an expiring. The thing is, though, with him, to move Reggie's deal, I would assume you'd have to give up an asset, a first-round pick. And as you can tell, the Pistons are one of those teams that can't afford to give up these young assets, these young players. Luke Kennard is the most promising player on the roster, and I don't know if they're willing to part with him just to get rid of Reggie a year earlier. And I don't know if they're willing to give up a first-round pick because, I mean, this organization, this front office headed by Ed Stefanski, hasn't had a first-round pick yet. They lost theirs last year in the Blake Griffin trade when they came in. And the first-round picks Stan Van Gundy era are gone except for Luke Kennard. Henry Ellenson's gone in New York. Stanley Johnson's gone in New Orleans. So they got to start building up some equity so you can have trade chips. And then with Blake Griffin, I know they love him. They love having his leadership. He's a great player. He's probably playing the best basketball of his career. But, I mean, if they don't make the playoffs with everybody relatively healthy for most of the season, do they look to move him and look to kind of start this rebuild that's, I mean, people could argue has been needed to go on for a decade. I mean, it's going to be a lot of things to take in over these next 2 weeks. I think if they get into playoffs and put up a fight, I think they'll ride out Reggie's contract just to not bury themselves a deeper hole and give away something that they could use. But if they go in there, don't make the playoffs, or go in there and get swept and it's not close, I really do see some things getting shaken up this summer.
I was going to say, if this team doesn't like to go into full rebuild mode, what does that mean for Dwayne Casey? Because I can't imagine that he would have agreed to that contract going into last summer, knowing that this might be a possibility with where he's at in his career and how much he is respected among the coaching community as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big thing, is Dwayne signed a 5-year deal. And for a guy like him who's 61 years old, has had success over the last almost 7 years of his coaching career, I doubt he would sign up for a rebuilding project. But, I mean, that's the thing. When you don't have a coach that has really a title in the front office has to do what's best for the organization. And Dwayne's checks are still going to clear. I don't think anybody's going to call him a bad coach because they decide to rebuild and there's a bunch of young guys out there playing. I think the one thing Dwayne really wants to do, and it's part of his legacy, as you saw in Toronto, whatever franchise he kind of puts his imprint on, he wants to build up and leave it better than it was than when he got there. And if that's a rebuild and then by year 5 of his deal they look a little bit better and are in better position, I'm sure he'd be happy with that. But I agree. I don't think he's signed up to coach a bunch of 19, 20 win teams. I think he came here to compete and get this team consistently in the playoffs. And the owner wants this team in the playoffs. But again, if you can't get in the playoffs with Blake Griffin having the best year of his career and everybody being relatively healthy, which has been something that's hindered this franchise for the past couple years, then you really got to take a look in the mirror and make sure you're doing what's actually best for this organization going forward.
Well, theoretically, if the season did end today, they would be the 7th seed in the Eastern Conference. That would put them opposite of Toronto. Has that been talked about at all, that, you know, Dwayne Casey could go opposite of his former employer in the first round of the NBA playoffs? That has to be one of the big storylines you guys are covering.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I think that's more of a reporter's talk because we're trying to figure out where to book travel, and we all like Toronto, so we're all kind of looking forward to that one. But Dwayne hasn't talked about it. Like, again, he has not. He knows his team could very well be out of the playoffs by the end of the week. So he's not really stressing about it too much. He's not thinking about that. I think he'll maybe worry about it more once they lock up, if they lock up a playoff spot. But it's going to be a storyline. They are 3-0 against Toronto, so you never know what could happen there in the playoffs. Obviously, the playoffs are different, but you have a coach who knows that team inside and out, and you have a team that's supposed to be the underdog, but I would imagine has a little bit of a strut going into that series because of the success that they've had during the regular season. So it could be interesting. I don't think Detroit beats anybody in a series except for maybe Indiana, just because the matchup problems. But it looks like at this point there's no way that they'd be matched up with Indiana.
Well, it should be an interesting night of basketball, not only just between the Magic and the Pistons, who will go head-to-head tonight at beginning at 7 o'clock, but also because the Nets will visit Philadelphia. Last question for you, James. Have you ever remembered this many teams being this clustered up, where seeds were on the line with still 7 or 8 games left to go on an NBA schedule, like the bottom half of the Eastern Conference is right now?
I can't recall. Like, it always seems like there's usually at least 2 teams jockeying for the last spot, or a couple teams jockeying for position, but it's pretty firm that they're going to get in the playoffs. Not like this, not where there's 5 teams that one's a 6 seed today and could be a 10 seed at the end of the week, and one team that's a 10 seed today could be a 7 seed at the end of the week. So it makes for entertaining basketball. It makes for an engaged fan bases across the country. It's going to make for some happy and some sad ones here in a couple days.
Well, it's going to be a fun end of the season. It should be a fun one tonight. Hey, James, thanks so much for taking the time and joining us. We really appreciate this, man.
I appreciate you guys having me on.
Anytime. That was James Edwards, the 3rd of The Athletic. Go check him out. He does a great job covering this Pistons team. In fact, one of the best articles that I read that he had was an article that he put through the eyes of Dwayne Casey, where he followed him throughout an entire game. It is a wonderful read. Go check it out. Go read his stuff and just go support The Athletic and everything that they are doing. All right, when we return here on Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center, we'll take a bigger look at tonight's basketball game. Most notably, the matchup between Nick Vucevic and Andre Drummond. Those two guys have had some fantastic battles throughout the years. And also, how in the world do you contain Blake Griffin? He's a tough one. All that and more coming up on Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
This season, Quirksicle is helping the Magic stay cool with triple insulated canteens and tumblers to keep your drinks ice cold for up to 25 hours. Plus, Quirksicle has just launched a line of amazingly cool soft cooler bags that take your old cooler to a whole new level of style and functionality. Whether you're popping a cork, heading to the beach for the day, or slow dripping Joe, Quirksicle is here to help keep you hydrated in style. That is www.corkcicle.com. Quirksicle, we make cool things.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Unless you, like, get really behind early, you know, you're always going to have a chance. And, you know, at one point, like 2 weeks ago, we were totally out of it. Nobody thought we were going to make it. And now, you know, we're right there. Now we have a great chance. But at the end of the day, you know, if we don't take care of business, things could change for the worse for us again. So we have to take care of business. On these last seven games, we're going to decide everything. You know, each game is very important. Our winning streak was great, but now we've got to turn around to the next game. Forget about what happened and then move on forward. So they're going to come out ready tonight. We're going to see their best, so we're going to have to be at our best.
You know, one of the things I love about the way that this Magic team has really approached these last week and a half, you know, leading all the way back to the homestand, is how it is very much a workman-like mentality. Look, a few weeks ago in the Miami Heat upset the Golden State Warriors, what did you see from Dwayne Wade and the rest of his counterparts? Celebrating, jumping up, they were on the scorer's table, they were acting like they just won an NBA championship, or they were acting like they just won a playoff series. The other night down in South Beach, how did the Orlando Magic act? Like they had been there, like they knew that they were going to go into that environment and begin that road trip with a W. It was expected. It was not something that was out of the ordinary. And I love that mindset, because too many times you see teams get a little overzealous, get a little overhyped, and eventually the air runs out of the balloon and they just kind of lose everything down the stretch. The way I look at this Orlando Magic team continues to get stronger as the season goes on. And they continue to personify just kind of the characteristic that their coach exemplifies. So I love that comment by Nick Vucevic. Welcome back. Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center rolls along. Magic and Detroit Pistons getting set for what is a 7:10 tip time tonight inside the Little Caesars Arena. It is still weird to me that it is not the Palace at Auburn Hills. I just cannot get over that. But anyway, we'll have you set for our pregame show here in a matter of about 11 minutes, as Brandon will take you through Magic tonight. That'll go up at 6:32, then beginning at 7 o'clock, you'll hear the great Dennis Newman along the Magic Radio Network and what is now, right now, the 8th team in the Eastern Conference going against the 7th team in the Eastern Conference, the Detroit Pistons. And believe it or not, by the time that this night is all said and done, the Magic, who on Tuesday night were on the outside looking into the Eastern Conference playoff picture, could be as high as the number 6 seed in the Eastern Conference. So it could be a lot of fun. It could be a great night. On the Magic Radio Network, you want to make sure that you don't miss it. But I do want to talk about the job that Nick Vucevic usually does opposite of Andre Drummond. And look, Nick has been an integral part for everything that this Magic team has done, really, the second half of the season. A little bit past the All-Star break, before the All-Star break, he has been a consistent double-double. But if there's one guy over the last couple years that has really kind of frustrated him, that has kind of bullied him down on the block, it has been Andre Drummond. And more times than not, when we talk about Nick and his past and the things that frustrated him were big bruising centers that took him out of his element. This year, I don't think that has been the case at all. I think Nick has kind of made what was a very finesse game and just kind of, I'm going to take it 15 out, I'm going to draw you out, I'm going to shoot it, and I'm going to hit it. And he's been much more of an all-around basketball player this year. And we've seen him play with a little more zeal, with a little more zest than what I thought we saw him play in my previous 4 years here. And so I don't see this as much of a mismatch anymore as what we used to. And I think that was part of some of the downfall of Nick's game early on in his career. Now I think he's so much more of an all-around player that, Cody, I don't know if maybe I'm just looking at this with, you know, blue and white rose-colored goggles, but I think this matchup heavily favors Nick Vucevic.
No, you make a good point, and Vuce talked about it this morning. He said, you know, I think I've gotten better at making, especially Andre Drummond, but even other defenders, making the work at both ends, because we know Andre Drummond and Nick cited his offensive rebounding ability, nearly 6 a game on the offensive glass for Drummond. So Vuce says, hey, one way that I can counter that is I can play physically on offense, and that's going to help us kind of tire him out and that sort of thing, because Drummond, for as long as he's been in the league, has been one of the top rebounders in the association. 17 points, 15 boards this year. He's a monster on the glass, so Vuce cited his offense as something that he can continue to do to put pressure on Drummond and help them on the defensive end as well.
He's a former All-Star, but Nick Vucevic the other night, 26 points, 14 boards. I thought he was absolutely fantastic. So here's the issue going into tonight's game. Remember when I said just a few minutes ago that by the end of the night, the Magic could be all the way up to the sixth seed in the Eastern Conference. Here's how things break down, and if you do want to watch some interesting basketball games going on tonight, not only are the Magic going opposite of the Pistons, and it's the second game of this four-game road trip, but you also have the Brooklyn Nets visiting the 76ers. The Heat will also host the Mavericks. So all three, or really four of those teams that are kind of jockeying for three playoff spots have intriguing battles. If the Nets lose tonight, if the Magic win, they could be tied for sixth in the Eastern Conference. Granted, Brooklyn would still have the head-to-head, so you'd have some work to do, but it could be real interesting. All right, that'll do it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Just a reminder, Magic and Pistons at 7 o'clock tonight. Brandon has you covered with Magic tonight, beginning at about 6:32. All right, we'll see you guys same time, same place tomorrow, but a little bit earlier.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/go magic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.